I grew up in Detroit, where we make cars. As I've tried to explain to my husband countless times, Detroiters drive fast because we make the cars, we know the cars, we are one with the cars. Don't mess with Detroit. When a car goes zipping by me on a highway in my hometown at a high rate of speed, as they so very often do, I block my icy fear, believe the driver to be in complete control, and get all sentimental. That driver's likely a working man, someone who could have been beside my grandpa or my dad on the line at Ford. Some might call my utterly senseless reaction a coping mechanism. But take me out of the car capital and bye-bye schmaltz. As weepy as I am inside the limits of the Motor City, I've got a thing against those who test the limits outside. And twice this summer, my prayers to the radar gun gods have been answered. Let's say, for example, that you're a fine driver obeying the limit or thereabouts on your leisurely way up north, when suddenly a blue BMW appears out of nowhere and jets past you at least 95 miles per hour. Thank goodness you looked. Or on your way home from St. Louis, a massive semi gains speed, reaching at least 70 miles per hour and nearly cuts you off in the passing lane. Thank goodness you'd been watching his progress since his cab first loomed in the rear view. As but two hypotheticals, and oh yes, the police got the Beamer about 10 miles up the road. They got the trucker just after he flew past the, hypothetical driver. Now, I admit that it's the power of the law and not any power of a psychic or spiritual nature that caused a police officer to be there at precisely the right moment twice in 2 months. I know that that little phrase, speed limit, is a legal concept. It's a statute lawmakers created many years ago to keep the blue BMW and the speeding semi under control. Take Illinois, for example. The general speed restrictions statute starts broadly with seemingly great conscience-based guidance. No one may drive on any Illinois highway at a speed which is greater than is reasonable and proper with regard to traffic conditions and the use of the highway, or endangers the safety of any person or property. But then, knowing that one's propriety is another's death defiance, it gets specific with speed limit numbers of 30 or 15 or 65 or 55 or 60 or 20, depending on the type of road and its location, with some local discretion, so don't blame me for any citations. It's all right there in the law books, as specific as that, proving that it's the written strong arm of the law that gives that index finger on the radar gun trigger its power. Which is not to say that a driver's spiritual hopes aren't ever the reason for a happy ending. Allow me to get all nostalgic again. There's this merge point just outside Detroit where I-275 and M-14 and I-96 all meet. It's like a racetrack, but more stunningly dramatic because many, many lanes become like 3 and everyone's going like 83. And I'm here to write about it. I'm Amy Guida.